Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
People that talk in metaphors ought to shampoo my crotch.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Are together again, August 26th, 2013 AD. That means it's like 2013 years since Christ. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yes. Yeah. Because BC is before Christ. How come it's not AC after Christ? BC and AC. What's that Anno Domini thing?
I don't know what Anno Domini is. And I used to think it was after death.
No, it's a year of our Lord is what it means.
Yeah.
But why not just AC, BCAC?
Gotta,
see, if I'd done all
classing
this,
it, up a bit.
It would be differently. Yeah, I guess so. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have a whole lot to get caught up with here because, as you know, I was on assignment Friday. And Thursday night, after I left here Thursday, I had a wonderful – we're going to talk a little bit about charity because, if you remember, Thursday was the big St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer push where we raised some money thanks to a lot of generous people. It's kind of just been a weekend of charity, and I'll start by thanking everybody for Thursday, for making Thursday so successful, and calling out a guy named Spencer. And Spencer, I'm not going to mention your last name. I don't play like that. But we, you know, the people who work so hard at St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and do so many great things locally for people with cancer and their families, were ecstatic at the end of Thursday because they had a couple of very serious high bids for this house in Cabo San Lucas. There was an $8,000 bid and a $9,000 bid. Now, this happened last year, too, where we just allowed two different bidders to take the house for a week. This guy... And I hope you're listening, Spencer. I really do, because I would be more than happy to have you call and talk to Dan. You don't even have to go on the air and give me a real good reason for what you did. And if you have a good reason, I'll accept that. But I'm not sure I can understand what that reason could be, because here's a guy who bids $9,000 for this house. Now, obviously, St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is ecstatic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For everybody who called in and bid on, whether it was to throw out the first pitch or for a condo at the lake or whatever it was, they have to get a charge card, some charge card information, or ask them if they want to make a transfer, bank transfer, to pay for what they have pledged to the charity. And when they call this guy back to get his information and ask him if he wanted to give a charge card number or if he wanted to do a bank transfer, he says, "Nah, I'm withdrawing. I'm not gonna do it." Now, here's my question. It's charity. If you're going to call, and you call, nobody called you. You voluntarily picked up the phone and said, "I'll give $9,000 for a week in that house," which, by the way, is not a bad deal. It's a beautiful mansion in Cabo San Lucas. How do you, in less than an hour, decide you can't do it? What happened in 20 or 30 minutes? Did you get a call 10 minutes after you decided you would make this pledge to a charity from your broker saying, "Sorry, Spence, I just found out you're broke, you're bankrupt, you have nothing"? How do you withdraw? And I don't know.
He didn't give any explanation over the phone. He just said, I'm
pulling
out.
He sort of did. I wasn't there. I didn't take the call. But it was some, from what I understand now, and again, Spencer, you can email me if you like, francopinion@yahoo.com. And if there is a good reason, and maybe there is, I'd like to hear it. Because what I heard that was your reason, it didn't fly. And I feel bad for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. For as good a day as it was, it could have been even better had he, it'd been best if he just not picked up the phone and bid. Because it's like you bring somebody up to, boom, let them down. Hey, look at our total. Oh, wait a minute, that's not our total. The guy backed out. And by the way, nobody else did that. Everybody else that they contacted and said, we need verification, a credit card, boom, yeah, here's my credit card, I'll send you a check, or they brought it down, or they said, here, I'll make a bank transfer right away. But one guy decides, and look, from what I heard, it was more one of these, well, I thought my son or my brother was going to jump in here with me, but why did you do it before you knew? Don't do that. Don't pledge. There was a guy in this town years ago who was really well known, really well known. And he was known throughout his life for being such a, you know, a charitable, giving guy. And then after he died, they finally had the guts to publish in the paper an article telling the world this guy didn't make good basically on any of these charitable pledges over the years. And the number was something like $30 million.
Wow.
And I remember I would see his picture in the paper. Mr. So-and-so has generously pledged so much to the Catholic Charities. And then here it is again and again and again. And I thought, man, there were just pledges that were never fulfilled. So he lived his life as a fraud. As a charitable guy who wasn't charitable at all, he didn't pay him. He just pledged because that gets your name in the paper. Exactly. And then that causes people to want to do business with you because they, that's the kind of guy I want to deal with. It's a fraud. And I'm not saying this guy's a fraud. I'm saying I don't know the whole story, but I find it hard to believe that within an hour, less than an hour, you can all of a sudden... One minute you can, I'll give 9,000. Nah, I can't do it. You remember, Dan, years ago, we had some schmuck. I don't know if you remember.
Did that on our show. Yeah, I remember
that. Yes, this guy bid an exorbitant amount of money for a...
Was it on the football?
It was. Was it $10,000?
It was a lower bid for the football or something like that.
We ended up getting $10,000 for the football. But yeah, it was like an $8,000 bid or something. And I don't remember the whole story. He either used a phony name or it was a bunch of crap. He was... somebody called and said they knew... That's it. They knew this guy. And they said he's a lying drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing with you.
Yeah. And somebody ended up making good on that and bidding more.
Somebody heard what happened and said, you know what, let's not make it eight, let's make it 10. And that person gave 10 grand, sort of as a way of making up for the fact that this clown chose to screw with us.
And then do you remember what happened after that? Someone, the football was locked up here at the station and disappeared. It was autographed.
Yes,
it was autographed by Kurt Warner.
Yeah, they stole.
So we had to get a new autographed football from Kurt Warner.
Yeah, they stole from a charity.
So Kurt Warner came up and autographed another football.
Yeah. You know who I think stole the ball?
Who?
Kurt Warner.
Oh, he made it.
So he could look like a nice. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Let me make it clear. I'm kidding. I don't know. There's certain things that just really rub me the wrong way. Now, if you're listening, sir. Spencer, here's what I think would make this right. Forget the 9,000, but if you wanted to call, or you wanted to, just call and say, I feel horrible about what I did. I backed out and I reneged on the deal. Why don't you just go for like $3,000 to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer? You're not out nine. You're not going to the house in Cabo, but you've sort of made this right. I think that would be. I'm on behalf of the charity, I'm going to go ahead and step up and be the guy that makes the call. I think they'd be fine with that. So if you'd like to do that, that would be great. And that would put them back on that that high they were experiencing at the end of day Thursday. Now, speaking of charity, Thursday night, I went to dinner with, there was a guy who bid, we had two different people who bid significant amounts of money to go to dinner with me and my wife. Why anyone would do that, not having been around her, is beyond me. But, and you guys know what I'm talking about because I've told the stories of what she's like. And
sure.
For somebody to step right. up and go, yeah, we'll pay a lot of money to go with you and your wife after hearing the stories about her.
Right.
That's true charity.
We've witnessed.
That's real charity.
We've witnessed some of that, too.
So I want to say to Randy and Angie Keller, Randy and Angie were the ones who paid a very significant money to have dinner and bring another couple to Annie Gunn's Thursday night. Of course, thanks to Tom Sainert. I mean, Tom Sainert is one of the most generous people out there. Every time something like this comes along, boom, there's Tom. I'm in. I'll donate the dinner and the wine and the drink, everything. And they brought their friends Don and Beth Bedard with them. They all live in Illinois. And I guess what really stands out to me about that night, Thursday night, our reservation was for 7 o'clock. We left there at 11 and it felt like we'd been there an hour. It went so fast. Now, when you agree to go to dinner with strangers, my wife and I didn't know these, but never met them. It's four people who know each other. Have you ever been at somebody's house and everybody knew everybody?
The only one you know is your spouse or
yeah,
something.
And yeah. You're the only one that are two people who don't know the other neighbors, everybody else's neighbors or work together.
Yeah.
It's weird and it's awkward. This wasn't awkward because of these people. These people were wonderful. And the Friends of Kids with Cancer, can't thank them enough. Now, I have another one scheduled in 2 weeks, the second dinner, and I'm sure these people are going to be equally nice. So that's the kind of listeners we have. So it's just kind of a great weekend for charity, except for the guy who backed out on his $9,000 bid. Now, speaking of charity, Peon pulled up the other day. Actually, I think it was Thursday. Something I had sort of forgotten about, but not really. For those of you who don't know who Bernice was, you know what I'm talking about.
But anyway, yeah, you are so kind. Yeah.
That's Bernice. And Bernice has been dead now for 10 years, which is hard to believe.
I know.
But for the people who don't know who
ten and
she
a half, I think. I think it was March. So
10 and a half years.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? You're like my wife. I say 10 years. 10 and a half years.
Well, I get I that just want to make sure because that. We did pass an anniversary the other day. It was Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie passed away August 21st, 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just did a wife thing.
I know. I got
Bernice died about 10 years ago. 10 and a half years! I get that at home all the time.
Yeah.
So here, what brings me to this, as long as we're talking about charity and charitable people, this audience, what's so frustrating for me is that we don't know how big our audience is. And by the way, no radio station does, because all they have to go by is the stinking Arbitron company, which is a joke. I'd love to know how big the audience is, but it doesn't really matter because it's the most responsive audience in all of radio in St. Louis, to the advertisers, to charity. And so Bernice, the quick backstory for those of you who don't know, and then I'm going to get to the charitable part and our audience. Bernice is a crotchety old country woman. The closest thing I can think of that you might relate to is Granny Clampett, who was nasty, crotchety, but actually had a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Bernice was Granny Clampett. And St. Genevieve, Missouri, I don't know why she ever called the first time, but the first time she ever called, we thought, oh my goodness, we got to hear from this woman again. And she must have called this show 100 times. Easy. And she got sick. And she got cancer, and her husband had cancer. And so we just did a little digging from some people down around there who kind of knew her and knew their situation and found out that it was worse than we actually thought. It was really bad. She lived in a nothing trailer, and they didn't have a vehicle. As things got worse and she needed a wheelchair, they didn't have one with a lift. And so I went on the air, and I told Bernice's story. Now, by then, everybody listening loved Bernice. She was a part of this show. And I'll throw one other thing into this and then get back on track. The guy who ran the station at the time, and this doesn't mean he's a horrible person. It just means he didn't get radio. He caught me in the hall one day, and Bernice had been on twice, and he said, "Who's that old country woman?" And I said, "That's her name is Bernice. She's in St. Genevieve." He says, "Don't ever have her on again. I don't like her. I don't like her on the air. I don't like the way she sounds. I don't want her on again." Well, that would have been a horrible call, and I refused to go along with that. I said, "Well, I'm going to have her on," and he didn't fire me. To his credit, he didn't fire me. But I did it what I knew was right, and I kept her on. And the audience loved Bernice. Honest to goodness, this audience liked Bernice more than they liked any of us. If you had said to the audience, okay, everybody's got to go but one person, they'd have said, bring Bernice into the studio and let those others go.
Yep.
So when she got sick, I went on the air and I told the story. Even now, this is hard for me to believe. In amounts of $5 or $10 or $20 or $8, the money starts pouring in for Bernice. We go down to St. Genevieve and took a cashier's check and handed it to her from the listeners for $17,500. And in her typical crotchety, nasty way, I hand her the envelope. She opens it up and she says, "What the hell's this?" And I said, "Well, Bernice, it's obviously a check." "Well, hell, I can see it's a check. I mean, what the hell is it?" And I said, "It's from the listeners." And she looked at it and she looked at the amount. And then she said, and it was an expression she must have made up. I've never heard it again. It doesn't make any sense. She said, "Well, I'll be S-H-I-T.
Yeah.
And I said, "That's for you to get a, we had found a used van that was available with a lift." And I said, "And some things you need, medical stuff you need." And then her next words were, "What the hell's the matter with these damn people?" And I said, what do you mean? She said, "What the hell's the matter with damn people? Who'd give that kind of money to somebody they don't even know?" And I said, "Well, but they love you, Bernice." "Well, hell, they don't even know me." I mean, well, I'm not exaggerating. This is exactly how she was.
I was there.
But my point is charity. This audience stuns me sometimes. Stunned me Thursday. Look, that first pitch a year ago brought $1,300. You folks, it ended up at like $3,600 this year. So we came out and did real well. It would have been really, really great if Mr. $9,000 bid hadn't welched and backed out on his bid. And again, I am more than happy to pass along. If there's a really good reason, then I'll shut it down and let it go. But if it's just, "Well, I thought about it, and I really, really don't have that kind of money after all," I can't accept that. That's gonna bug me. So thank you to everybody for Thursday. Thank you for Bernice. Thank you for everything over the years. Thank you for the $10,000 for the football. I get a really big kick. When I walked out of here Thursday, I was in the greatest mood because of what you folks made happen. And so I say to advertisers who are hoodwinked and fall for this smoke and mirrors ratings thing and are subjected to the sales pitches of radio stations when they all say the same thing, this audience, for however big it is the most responsive, the most loyal in all of St. Louis. And if you want people to buy your products, to give to your charity, once you plant it here, if you give it time and let it work, amazing things can happen. And before we break, I want to address this this Rick Perry thing. This station makes a lot of mistakes, and there's a lot that they do wrong. And some days I think this place has no idea what it's doing. But when I heard Mark Dorsey's announcement about pulling the Rick Perry ad, and I say, "Well, good for you," because I still see it on TV here. I hear it on other stations. And what I think, and I've read a couple of online things from people who try to defend running the ads, and I think that what that is they're embarrassed they didn't do what Mark Dorsey did. That's all it is. If they had half a brain, and then I heard people say, make comments or post comments like, "Well, doesn't the station listen to what they run on the air?" And the answer is no. No. The whoever the people here are, when something comes in to go on the air, it's logged, it's put in the system, and even though in the process somebody hears it, unfortunately, they're just not sharp enough a lot of times to really listen to it.
But also, usually, though, when you have something come in from another state, from Texas.
It's tourism.
Or, yeah, it's a tourism thing.
Yeah, but you still hear it.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, we shouldn't have put it on the air. But in giving the station its due and Mark his due, it should have been pulled. And for people to say, well, you know, Texas has every right. Well, of course they have it. We don't have to run it. And to run an ad saying essentially to businesses here, get out of Missouri. Get out of Missouri and come to Texas. Okay, really? Is that what we want the message to be on this station and to all you other stations who don't have the guts to pull it? I don't know that I get it. Are you ashamed now and you're afraid if you do it now, it'll look like you're just following the lead? So what? Follow the lead. You didn't think to do it. Do it now. I don't know that I see any benefit in letting somebody try to. Well, and you could say, well, you know, if they weren't interested in leaving the state, it wouldn't matter anyway. That's not the point. It's kind of like you don't hear us running ads for somebody to listen to Y98. That'd be the stupidest thing we could do. We'll be back after these commercials. Hi, I'm Charlie Brennan. I'd like to invite. We're not going to run that. No. There's just some things that you have to go, nah, this is where we draw the line. So I say hats off to Mark Dorsey, and good for the station for being the one that had the guts to do that. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. Here are our numbers. We got Burke segment. If we have it, we'll do it. We'll get to you. Oh, yeah, Dan has something, so you know that's going to be good. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS, Thompson Price. Here's a guy you could call any day and ask him about the results he gets from this station. You call Tom Price and say, hey, what's the best money you ever spent on advertising? He's been on a bunch of stations. He'll tell you. The best money spent was here. And if you ask me what's the best money you could spend remodeling your kitchen and bath, I'd go Thompson Price, because that's who did our kitchen. And then a year later, we did a bath. And then a year or two later, we did another bath. Thompson, it's all about getting your money's worth. And it's also about wanting a first-class job. You can, you know, get your money's worth. I guess if you pay $5,000 for a kitchen, you can get that money's worth. You can get $5,000 worth of kitchen. That's not who we're talking to here. We're talking to people who are so sick of the one thing that's dating your house, and that's the kitchen or bathroom or bathrooms, that you want to gut it and completely bring it into 2013. This is a company that can do it. Thompson Price. When you see their showroom or you go online and see their website, you'll get a taste of what they're capable of doing. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, and from there you'll find everything you need, the showroom location, the phone number, and more. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, we've got a couple of incidents going on at Lime Ferry at Forder. There's an accident. St. Charles Rock Road at Highway 170, another crash there. Southbound 170 before Olive, you got the right lane closed with debris in the roadway. Other than that, you've got slow traffic starting. You've got pretty slow traffic now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. Westbound 40, just now getting a little bit busy between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart has everything for game time, and with their low price guarantee backed by Ad Match, they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're a piece of the puzzle at the St. Louis Art Fair in downtown Clayton, where all the pieces come together. Beginning Friday, September 6th through the 8th, meet 181 artists and shop their booths filled with 13 mediums, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS Apple Vacations booth and register to win a three-night trip for two to Riu Palace Peninsula in Cancun, Mexico, including round-trip air, all meals and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at ktrs.com.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide, 1-800-500-3470. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporations simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line. And your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-500-3470. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now, 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Land Insured.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. The young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed, ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
You know, I could listen just to that intro for like 5 minutes.
Yes.
There's something about it.
Do songs do things for you, create, bring back memories?
Yes.
This
oh, yeah.
takes me to my friend's basement on Swan Drive in Florissant, Mark Brown, down in his basement playing bumper pool and stuff and doing things. We used to play The Who, this album, all the time in his basement.
Wow, what a fantastic opening to a song.
Yeah.
That's a great piece. We're going to run to the phones real quick, and then once we run out of calls, we'll do the Burke segment. If you want to jump in here, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This is George. Hello, George.
George the mailman.
George, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Frank?
I've never been better. What can we do
All
for
right,
you?
Beautiful. Listen, I happen to be listening to one of those other stations today.
Mm-hmm.
The Man, if I'll say. But they were playing that commercial you spoke about.
Rick Perry trying to steal jobs.
Right. And I heard what your station did, got it off the air after you listened to it. They had no idea what the commercial was. They don't hear it. They had no idea it was playing.
No, no, they do now.
Right. Oh, yeah, because I called them.
But they're still playing. They knew before you called them. There's been too much attention drawn.
Right, to and I called them up. I called them up again. And now, right. Because all the jobs are going to leave. Jobs are going to leave because they're going to go to Texas.
Well,
look, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
This is that. And you turned my eyes on to it, but I saw it on the news.
Okay.
Do you have the shotgun ready?
I got it. Hang on. Go.
Looks up. This chick, she's like 48. She goes over to Clayton, over to the courts there, and she goes to the security, goes up the escalator, gets up, she looks around at the different courts, she can't figure it out. She sees a judge walking back in the back there, and she walks back there, and she sees a bunch of different judge names on the doors. So she starts just kicking and pounding on the door. I want to see the judge. I want to see the bailiff runs up and grabs her. And he says, you can't do that, man. This is the courts. And the judge, he opens the door at the same time and says, what's wrong? What's going on? I want a divorce from that husband. Oh, man. He wants too much sex. So just put it down. Come in and sit down and act civil, and it'll be all right. So she sits down, says, what's the problem? Says, that husband of mine, he wants too much sex. Says, well, man, most of you are complaining because you're not getting enough. What's going on? Says, I was bending over the other day, getting some ground beef out of the freezer, and that husband came up behind me and pulled my panties down.
Hang on, let me stop you right here.
Oh my goodness.
It's probably good that you.
This is the supermarket joke.
Yeah, the supermarket. There you go. You got me.
I just wounded you. I just wounded you because you did a good.
I was doing a good.
You were doing a good job, so I just wounded you.
Okay.
All right.
I love you, Frank.
All right, George. Thank you. Bye bye. I couldn't.
It's good
say
you stopped him maybe at that point.
Yeah. When he said, I love you, Frank, I couldn't say I love you too, George, because then John Lund, you know how he is.
Oh, he'd be jealous.
How come you say you love him but not me? I got to be careful. I have to be very careful with that. Speaking of John, here's a John right here. Hello, John.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't know. You have a chance to take it in another direction.
Oh, I was all serious, too. Rick Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a beef with him coming, or are you just praising Dorsey for pulling the ad?
No, I'm saying that why would we take money to have somebody asking businesses to leave Missouri.
Okay.
I don't understand. I got an email, John, on, I think it was Friday morning, from a listener, and this listener said, I know you don't have anything to do with what the rest of the station does, but he was incensed. He said, I can't believe you're running this. And this is before I knew we had taken it off, because we were running it. And I wrote this guy back, and I said, well, here's the deal. Radio stations and TV stations are whores, and we are, just like the rest of them, we're all whores. And we take money, and in most cases, we don't really care where the money comes from or what the message is. And shortly after I wrote that to him, I found out, then I actually heard our announcement, and I thought, well, hallelujah. Here's one case where we actually made a decision. This is something we don't want to promote. And you know, you may agree or disagree. I don't know that I see any benefit to running an ad where somebody is essentially saying, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Businessman, get out of Missouri and come to Texas. That just can't be good for us.
Well, no, I agree. But on the other side of that coin, and there was a commenter that was referring to this on the post to KTRS pulling the ad, but it's calling you out, or it's calling Missouri out, so to speak, right? Instead of hiding, you know, the message, let's talk about the message and see what Missouri and the businesses can do to emulate Texas versus leaving.
Well, I think that would be the job of the governor to come on and run some commercials saying, hey, there are some other states doing some things we need to start doing, as opposed to allowing somebody to coerce or encourage or invite people to just pull up stakes and leave. That's the difference. And by the way, I don't doubt for a minute that if I had a list in front of me of pros and cons, I'm sure there are lots of good things about going to Texas and setting up a shop. I'd rather fix what's wrong here first and keep the jobs here.
But it can't be all that rosy, because otherwise there wouldn't be any space available for businesses in Texas. I mean,
Texas is a pretty big state.
Well, yes, but
a lot of room.
For the record, I am a Texan, but I'm in the middle of the stream on this thing here.
Well, I got
here for a long time.
I'll tell you something about Texas that I wish we had in Missouri. My daughter lived in Austin, Texas for 3 years, and I've never met anybody who ever lived in Texas. Texas is like its own country. They love their state. They do. I've never met anybody from Texas that went, man, I hated Texas. I hated living there. My daughter, if she could have, she'd have stayed in Austin for the rest of her life. And it's not just Austin. Texas has this wonderful mindset of, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, we're better than any other state. We're the best state in the country, and we love, don't mess with Texas. I think there's a lot to be said for that. We could use a dose of that.
And there's an attitude that we've always, I'm from Dallas, and I've said this a long time, that we can walk over there and piss up against that fence, and somehow we're going to make money doing it.
Well, Texas is probably a lot better shape financially than we are. We could learn a thing or two, but let's not just pick up and give up and leave.
The point, exactly. Okay. And it's like the Riverview and the Normandy school districts. Fix the problem.
Yeah, well.
Don't just, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. Enjoy the afternoon. Thank you the time.
John, thank you for the call. Bye-bye. Here's, was that John? That was
yes.
John. Hang on here. I got to fix this. I messed this up. This is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to add to what some other caller just said, something about that other radio station. Actually, it was Corcoran that was kind of going off on a little bit of a rant against your station talking about this very subject.
Okay.
I don't know what relationship you had with him at all.
Anymore. I have none. I have none at all.
Yeah. And he didn't say anything personally against you. He really ragged on the station, though, Am Dorsey, for pulling it, saying, you guys are running all these other type of ads, but you're going to pull this one. I actually completely agree with pulling that ad. I told my wife yesterday when we were out and about, I said, listen to this ad. I can't believe these people are running this ad.
Well, you know? And when I got the email Friday from a listener who was just furious, and it was like he was turning to me going, can't you do anything? And I wrote him back. I said, I have nothing to say. I have no power. I said, that's when I said, we're whores. We're all whores. All radio and all TV. And then I find out that at least on this occasion, we stood up and said, we need money, but we're not going to take that money. And I admire that. Yeah, I've only seen it happen one other time. It was when I was in country music, and I was at Kix 104. And we were running an ad for a place on the east side, and it was one of these lap dance whorehouse joints that disguised itself as a nightclub. And I had a couple of emails from people going, do you have any idea what that place is? It's a whorehouse. So I went to the boss, and I said, we shouldn't be running this. And he said, well, you know, they're good pay, and they pay. I said, no, wait a second. I don't care about that. He actually said, do you know for a fact that it's a sleazy dive and a whore? I said, no. I said, I've never been there. I said, let's go. So he and I, one day for lunch, go over to the east side to this joint. This was the seediest, dirtiest. This is the kind of place where it was the dancers were dancing on stage. It was so dark, you didn't want to touch anything. And we walked out, and he looked at me, and he said, we're pulling the commercials. we're taking them off the air. But that's what it took to get it off the air. And I admired that he yanked them. He took them right off the air and
pardon
told
the
them
pun.
Their contract was null and void, and we reserve the right to refuse to advertise anything. Like real quickly, if you've got another second, Ken, when I was in South Carolina for a very short time, right after the Army, after basic training, I worked at a little radio station that was privately owned by a guy, and the Ku Klux Klan, guy from the KKK, came in and placed an order to run some commercials for the KKK. And they ran them. And I think they ran them, honestly, because one guy who owned the station was scared not to. He was honestly, I believe, afraid they would burn that station down. So we ran them. And I'll never forget listening to those commercials. Ugh. And they made reference to white supremacy, and we've got to take back America. And they mentioned a meeting they're having. If you'd like to become a member of the KKK, it was blatantly KKK. And I just thought, wow, how sad.
In your face with it, were they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no sugarcoating the message. It was very clear. We are. And the guy on the commercial said, my name is, so I'm the local grand wizard of the something order of the KKK, and we're constantly recruiting and looking for more people who, like us, believe that the white race is, I mean, it was right there, and we ran them.
That's pretty crazy. Hey, one other real quick question, I'm totally shifting gears here. Well, whatever happened to the female personality, the person you had on the air with you?
She didn't work out. It didn't work out, and she was wonderful, and we loved her. When you get in here, it's a little bit different than what you think it's going to be like when you're in here. And it didn't add anything to the show. The best way I can put it is I wanted it to work. She wanted it to work. We wanted it to work in this room. But once she got in here, and I paid a lot of attention to the emails from people. And they made perfect sense. They just said, we don't get it. She's not contributing anything. The show is no better. They didn't hate her. It just didn't make the show any better.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of curious.
All right, Ken.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, I got to do a little business here. We're going to take a lot of calls today because I see we got a lot of lines lit up. North American Solar. It's easy to guess what business they're in because solar is in the name. And it's funny that when I give the phone number, and the guy who runs North American Solar has told me this. I'm not a big fan of phone numbers on the radio because I think they just kind of go in one ear and out the other, and you don't remember them. And by the time you get home and make a decision after you get out of the car. But he said people call from the car. So he said when you give the phone number, I can actually tell when you've just done a commercial. And I guess I get that because if you're in the car and you're the decision maker at a company or you have a home and you are sick and tired of these electric bills from Ameren, and that's not a knock on Ameren. Ameren is what Ameren is. But if you could find a way to cut that bill to about a third of what it is from now on, it's something you may want to hear more about. So the people are picking up the phone right there in the car and they're calling this number. And I'll give it again at the end, 636-349-3300. 636-349-3300, especially business people. The amount of money that can be saved from solar panels to a business is beyond belief. I saw a printout the other day, a company that North American Solar had done a proposal for, and for an investment of $91,000 for this company, in 4 years, it was to the point of making money. Break even, paid off. Now you're making money because you've cut your electric bill so drastically. North American Solar, commercial, residential. Talk to them also about LED lighting. This is something we all eventually are gonna have, because very gradually incandescent lighting is going away. They're not making them anymore. And LED, and a good thing too, because LED uses a whole lot less electricity, and the bulbs themselves are a whole lot less expensive. North American Solar, north-americansolar.com or 636-349-3300.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Boy, it's nice to be able to let drivers know that there's no delays on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Everything is wide open, but we do have some stop-and-go traffic in pockets on southbound 270 from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like on the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40, it's just a little bit slow from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, we just had a report that there may be an accident or a stall. I couldn't get what the dispatcher said. And then 44 eastbound, or 44 westbound east of Arsenal, you've got one of those concrete median blocks that are knocked out of place, so be careful as you go through there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Protect a bundle and save a bundle with Allstate bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, and more with Allstate, and you can save up to 30%. For a free quote, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. We're going to get caught up here with some business, and then right after the news, Jose Hernandez comes in to talk to you about tech stuff. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years or so, give or take a few months, has been saving people money, too. And like you, when I get a charge card bill, I see that minimum payment. Now, I will tell you that I have made that minimum payment maybe twice in the last 10 years, because I have a high-maintenance wife, and she went out and charged some stuff, and I took one look at that total, and I went, I need to break this into 2 months' worth. So I'd make a partial payment and then finish it off the next month. And I can't blame everything on her, but I'd like to blame most stuff if I could. American Equity Mortgage, let them show you the smart way to borrow money and how to use the equity in your home to do it. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. It is 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Angry words from Secretary of State John Kerry on the use of chemical weapons in Syria. He's seen the videos, he says, and in his words, our sense of basic humanity is offended, not only by the cowardly crime, but also by the cynical attempt to cover it up.
As a father, I can't get the image out of my head of a man who held up